business insurance. Farm Bureau Financial Services, where you'll get more than you think. Jason Brace, Algona, Iowa. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company. JMV Graphics of Bancroft is your one stop for all your imprinted needs. They have ready-to-print stock designs that can be personalized, whether it's for your school, business, or activity. They can give you the professional look to make your organization stand out. JMV Graphics can custom design decals and apply them to a wide variety of surfaces, including automobiles, trailers, yard signs, and banners. Call 515-885-0331 or stop by their shop on Highway 169, JMV Graphics in Bancroft. West Iowa Bank is your hometown bank interested in you and the communities they serve. They offer a full range of banking services, including checking and savings account, debit and ATM cards, certificates of deposit, money market and health savings accounts, ag, commercial, consumer, and real estate loans, along with many other services. West Iowa Bank serves you from Algona, Bode, Fenton, Lorenz, and West Bend. West Iowa Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Donna Christ from the Ledyard Country Store in Ledyard. The Ledyard Country Store is the best grocery store in Ledyard. We have a nice selection of groceries, fresh meats, baked goods, and of course our world-famous Donna Buns. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are a proud supporter of all North Union activities. Stop by and see us soon at the Ledyard Country Store in the heart of downtown Ledyard. Good luck, Warriors.
Baskey Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC certified mechanic Chuck Baskey has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Baskey's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38.
Ryan's Feed Service of Bancroft is an independent supplier and full-service ag retailer serving you since 1987. They're your dealer for agro-liquid fertilizers, Gypsum Oil brand gypsum, Hospice Farm Supply chemicals, Cornelia seeds, plus Banjo pumps and fittings. See them for your livestock needs, including Sioux Steel products and Kent feeds. Give them a call at 515-885-2680. For all your feed, seed, and agronomy needs, the place to turn is Brian's Feed Service of Bancroft.
When insurance companies compete for your business, you receive value. At Hendrickson Insurance and Armstrong, they compare coverage and rates from many top-rated companies. Always looking for good rates, good service, and the best value possible. Hendrickson Insurance is an independent agency representing many companies to find the coverage to fit your needs. For all your insurance needs, see Phil Hendrickson at Hendrickson Insurance at their temporary location at 508 First Avenue in Armstrong or call 712-260-2582.
Dad, are you playing with food again?
Yes, that's how we get all our great food.
You mean like our new Top Bowls, Juicy Burgers, and barbecue meats?
That's right. Fresh, homemade food is what makes us unique to the community.
You got that right, Dad.
Hi, this is Mike and Afton from Smoke and Firehouse number 20.
So have your family meet our family at Smoke and Firehouse number 20 in downtown Ringstead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we are just about set for basketball action this afternoon here on KBEW. As you heard from Coach Alex Fisher here on our pregame show, and if you've seen some photos on Facebook, you will see a large crowd down here from North Union supporting their Warriors here for their quarterfinal matchup here at the state tournament here this afternoon. As we take a look at your starters for both squads, North Union starters have not changed at all since the beginning of the season. Number one, Preston Gurdett, a 6-foot senior. Number two, Daniel Fothergill, 6'3" in senior. Number 11, Kyan Jones, a 6-foot senior. Number 23, Aiden Lostrom, a 6'3" in senior. And number 33, Cody Ermiter, a 6'5" in senior for Alex Fisher and Steve Ryan and the Warriors of North Union. Now for the Bulldogs of Lake Mills, their usual starters as well. Here, number two, Logan Bacon, a 6'2" senior. Number three, Eli Mankey, 6'5" senior. Number four, Lance Helming, a 6'5" senior. Number 23, Aiden Stenzer, a 6'5" junior, and number 25, Jackson Gull, a 6'2" junior for Kyle Menke and the Bulldogs of Lake Mills. Lake Mills 24-1, their lone loss of the season coming from North Union, and North Union 22-3 coming into the state tournament. And we'll take a break, and we'll have basketball for you between Lake Mills and North Union on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Warrior State Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
Different people have different insurance requirements. Your agents at the Central States Agency of Buffalo Center and Bancroft can provide the solutions to meet your insurance needs. Central States Agency is your full-service insurance agency. Central States Real Estate specializes in farm real estate. Visit their website at www.centralstatesrealestate.com and check out their real estate listings. Call us today and experience the Central States difference. Central States Agency of Buffalo Center and Bancroft.
Cargo Express of Bancroft is the fast, convenient stop. Fuel up your vehicles with Sinclair Gas, Diesel, or E85. With pay at the pumps available 24 hours a day. If you're hungry, stop in and try their fresh roasted chicken, Godfather's Pizza Express, Mahaska Coffee and Cappuccino, fountain drinks, and an assortment of sandwiches, pastries, or anything off the dine-in or carry-out menu. Along with weekly specials, they're open Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Cargo Express, Highway 169, Bancroft, your fast, convenient stop.
When you choose Pioneer Brand Seed, you get three things that go great together. Elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing. Put them all together and then add in the expertise of your local authorized Pioneer sales representative, Dustin Goroskowski, and you have the prescription for keeping your yields on the leading edge for your area. To learn more, contact Dustin Goroskowski, serving the Sway City and Armstrong areas, at 507-848-0653. Pioneer, what's next happens here.
The Lone Rock Cooperative Telephone Company has been serving the Lone Rock and surrounding area since 1903. They provide their customers with telephone and broadband internet service, and they also provide Wi-Fi assistance, home wiring, and computer repair. Give them a call at 515-925-3271 to get started, or stop by their office on Main Street in Lone Rock. A proud supporter of North Union Warrior Athletics, the Lone Rock Cooperative Telephone Company of Lone Rock.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We've got the North Union student section directly behind us here, and it's going to be a fun afternoon of basketball here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. And we have, I'd say, maybe about four sections full of Warrior fans down here for the state tournament. And the Warrior fans, you're doing yourselves pretty darn good. And the opening tip is controlled by Lake Mills, and we're underway. Gull has it now in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Brings it to the top of the key. Now he'll try a drive. He will shoot and score. Gull takes it and twists it down here for the Bulldogs and puts the Bulldogs up on top here, 2-0. Warrior basketball. Here's Kyan Jones with it. Now out to Preston Gerdet up on top. Now to Fothergill. Basket to our left this time. Fothergill goes to Lofstrom now on the left wing. Taken now by Fothergill. Fothergill now with it on the left wing for North Union. Back inside this time. Now here's a shot put up this time by Gerdet. Is no good. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Lofstrom, check that. That is going to be Stenzer with the rebound this time. Menke will drive, shoot, and miss on the baseline. Gets his own rebound. He puts it back up and scores. Eli Menke puts it up and in, and the Bulldogs take an early 4-0 lead. Kyan Jones on the high post, left side. Goes now to the right wing, this time to Fothergill. Up on top to Gerdet. Back over now to Fothergill on the left, on the right wing. Fothergill bounce pass underneath. Lofstrom shot up and in. Lofstrom gets the first 2 points in the ball game now for the Warriors, and it's a 4-2 lead for Lake Mills. Bacon now has it to Gull. Down court this time to Minky. Block shot that time by Father Gill out of bounds on the near side, and it's going to go back here now to North, back to Lake Mills. Beautiful block that time by Father Gill on an attempted three-point attempt, and it will now be Lake Mills basketball. Bacon will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Bulldogs. As Bacon looking. Now he gets it into the far side to Gull on the high post left side. Taken by Minky. Back free throw line now Stensrud. Stensrud now will drive. He will shoot. No good. Rebound. Grab that time powerfully. That time now by Lofstrom. Lofstrom off to Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our left. Lobs it over this time now to Gerdet. Dead up on top to Kyan Jones. Basket to our left here this time. Bounce pass inside now to Lofstrom. Taken by Father Gill. Easy jump shots, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Bulldogs. They bring it all the way. Bacon all the way up and no good. And he'll go to the free throw line. Logan Bacon will go to the free throw line now for Lake Mills on the attempted block shot that time. And Daniel Father Gill will pick up his first foul of the ball game, as it will be Logan Bacon at the free throw line here now for Lake Mills. And it's 4-2. Lake Mills up on top of North Union early in the first quarter. First free throw is off the back of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here now by Logan Bacon here now for the Lake Mills Bulldogs. Two teams that know each other very, very well. Here comes the shot. Free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Lofstrom, North Union. Back out to Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Up on top, Gerdet looks at a three, doesn't take it. Goes to Father Gill now on the left wing. Father Gill will drive, kicking it back out. Here's a three for Preston Gerdet. No good. Rebound taken and now recovered here by the Bulldogs. We go the other way. Bacon in the front court. Basket to our right this time on the high post. Right side, he will stop. He will shoot, and he will miss. Rebound fought for and taken by Bacon. Back out now to Mankey. Now goes back to the free throw line. Now to Stensrud. Stensrud now with it. He will go back out to the left side. Now he still has it. Now gets it off to Gull on the left wing. Gull now with it here now for Lake Mills on the high post left side. He will drive out. Here's a shot put up that time. It's going to be good this time here by Lance Helming. Helming for three that time. Helming gets the three to drop it at 7-2. Lake Mills up on top. With it up on top here now is Father Gill. Father Gill back out to Gerdet on the high post left side. Gerdet looks at a three, doesn't take it. Now here's Father Gill going to try one from the left side. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Bulldogs. Bacon will bring it down court to the front court. Basket to our right this time. He will fire back out this time to Minky for three. No good. Rebound taken this time by Lofstrom, North Union. Lofstrom off to Kyan Jones, heading to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Kyan Jones, top of the key. He will drive in. He will stop. He will shoot, and no good. Rebound taken by Lake Mills. Cold shooting by North Union early. Not what the Warriors wanted here. Bacon in the front court. Basket to our right this time. To Stensrud. Right back up on top this time to Helming on the left side. Helming, cross-court pass. Minky for three from the right side. Good. Eli Minky for three. He's got five. And a timeout called here now by North Union. We'll step aside with 4:20 left to go here in the first quarter. And our score, Lake Mills 10, North Union 2. Back with more in 30 seconds. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even back when your car doesn't.
Excuse me, back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
Not the start North Union wanted here to open things up. They're down 10-2 to Lake Mills with 4:20 left to go here in the first quarter. And they are going to make it a full timeout the way it looks here now. Yep, they're going to make it a full timeout here now. As looking at the book here, the only 2 points thus far have been scored by Aiden Lofstrom with two. Otherwise, the rest have been all Lake Mills in this one here. Eli Minky with five, three for Lance Helming, and two for Jackson Gull here for the Bulldogs with the early 10-2 lead over North Union.
Let's take a quick 30-second break. We're back with more from Des Moines in 30 seconds.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
And we are back at the Well in Des Moines. 10-2 our score. Lake Mills leading North Union here. We'll see what kind of adjustments Alex Fisher came up with here during this halftime talk. Not his halftime talk, his timeout talk, rather. As it will be Dan Fothergill inbounding it. Now to Kyan Jones up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Kyan back over to Fothergill in the high post. Left side. Fothergill back out this time here. Now to Jimmy. Jimmy for three. Right corner. No good. Rebound taken here now by Lake Mills. Down court pass this time off. Now to Helming on the right wing. Takes it back inside to Stensrud. Stensrud will take the baseline. Shoots and scores. A very tough shot for Stensrud to get, and he made it. It's now 12-2, North Union trailing Lake Mills here with 3:50 left to go here now in the first quarter. Back out now to Jimmy, taken now by Gerdet on the top of the key. Back out this time to Madden on the right wing. Madden will drive. Madden back out this time here now to Preston Gerdet. Preston now on the left wing, up on top this time here now. Going to be going to Fothergill, back inside. Here's a shot put up from three. It's going to be Jimmy taking the baseline. Now fires back out to Gerdet for three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by the Bulldogs. Cold shooting by North Union. Goal for three right side. No good. Rebound taken by Gerdet, North Union. Preston Gerdet gets it back up now to Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our right, our left, I should say, this time. Back out this time. Fothergill looks at a three, doesn't take it. Taken out of a Gerdet. Free throw line shot by Gerdet is no good. Rebound stands through Lake Mills. He go the other way now. Here it is. Bacon in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Right back up on top to Jackson Gull with 2:49 left to go here now in the first quarter. It's 12-2. Lake Mills leading North Union here. Cold shooting by the Warriors. Here is a three-point attempt by Eli Mankey. No good. We've got a push-off foul called here now on Lake Mills on the rebound. Push-off foul called here now on Lake Mills. With 2:38 left to go here now in the first quarter. As back in here now will be Jimmy Greedy Madden back into the ballgame here now for the Warriors. Cody Ermiter is in there as well. Inbounds pass goes now to Jimmy. Greedy Madden to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Getting it back to Gerdet on the high post. Left side up on top here now to Fothergill. Back to Lofstrom. Lofstrom getting it back off this time now to Madden, top of the key. Fires back out to Gerdet on the left wing. Up on top to Fothergill. He'll take one from the right elbow. No good again. Cold shooting by North Union this afternoon. Down court. Stinsert underneath, no good, and they got a foul called here now on North Union. North Union called for the foul that time with 2:09 left to go here now. And Cody Ermiter will pick up his first. Just the second team foul here of the first quarter, and the free throw is up and good here now by Aiden Stensrud. That's three for Stensrud. 13-2 our score. Lake Mills up on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Stensrud. That one is up. That one is good as well. Aiden Stensrud gets that one to drop. He's got four. And it's now 14-2. Lake Mills up on top. With it here now is Madden on the high post. Left side. Taken now by Lofstrom. Lofstrom now to Gerdet. Eyes a three. Doesn't take it. Looking to Lofstrom on the baseline. Lofstrom brings it out now to the left wing. Lofstrom here now with it, getting it off to Fothergill. Fothergill right back up on top now to Madden. Madden to Lofstrom, back to Madden. Madden now with the right elbow, fires back out this time to Gerdet. Looking back in, say we got a push-off foul on Lake Mills with a minute 41 left to go here in the first quarter. Guilty of that one here. Going to be Lance Helming on that one. Helming will pick up his first. Actually, yep, he'll pick up his first.
with a minute 40 left to go here now in the first quarter. With it here now up on top is Lostrom. Lostrom getting it back to Fothergill. Drive, shoots again, no good. Rebound on the save, taken now by Madden. Madden will try a three and get it. Jimmy drains a three-pointer here now for North Union, a much-needed three. And another takeaway and a reach-in foul going to be called here now on Alex Madness here for Lake Mills. 14-5, Lake Mills lead down to 9 with a minute 20 left to go here now in the first quarter. Two in and two out, one apiece for Lake Mills here now. Madness will sit down. And with a basketball now will be North Union. Jimmy with the inbounds pass, getting it back now to Lostrom. Back out to Madden in the left corner. Madden now with it up on top now to Kyan Jones. Kyan up on top now to Fothergill. Fothergill now has it with 69 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Out of bounds. Last touch that time here now by the Bulldogs. It goes back to the Warriors. Down by 9, 14-5 with a minute 6 left to go here now in the first quarter. Taken by Fothergill. High pulse left side. Out on top here. Here's a three for Ermiter. No good. Rebound taken here now by Lake Mills. Bacon has it to the front court. Basket to our right. Bacon off to Stensrud to the free throw line. Stensrud now with it. Wants to get rid of it. Gets rid of it. Now to Bacon now on the left wing. Bacon here now with it. Brings it right back up on top. Taken now by Stensrud with 42 seconds left to go first quarter. Fires back out this time to Gull on the left side. Gull back inside now to Stensrud. Stensrud firing it back out on top this time to Mankey. Drive, shoots, and scores. Eli Mankey with 7 now, and it's 16-5. North Union trailing, and a takeaway here now by the Bulldogs. Down court they go now to Nash Delger underneath. Delger will drive, shoot, and they're going to call a foul here on Lake Mills. They call a foul on Lake, actually traveling is a call on Lake Mills with 16.6 seconds left to go in the first. Inbounds pass goes to Grady Madden, heading it up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Madden on the top of the key here now. Fires back out now. So Fothergill now taken by Ermiter in the right corner. Now inside, wide open, layup, up and good that time by Lofstrom. At the buzzer, that's the end of the first quarter. Our score after one, Lake Mills 16, North Union 7. Second quarter from the Well in 1 minute here on KBEW.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go. They have the latest performance data to help you choose the right corn products for each of your acres. Results start with industry-leading genetics. Next, thousands of local on-farm trials uncover more insights to maximum yields. When it's time to go, call Brad Eichenberger at 515-320-2055 or Wade Mueller at 515-777-8056. Your local Pioneer sales professionals at Eichenberger Seeds, serving Ledyard and Lakota. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Dakin and Associates Insurance and Financial Services of Bancroft and Lone Rock is an independently owned insurance agency serving you for over 30 years. They offer a wide variety of coverage for all your needs, including home, auto, farm, life, and health, as well as multi-peril crop and hail insurance. Their agents can find you the right coverage to fit your needs. Give them a call at 515-885-2541 in Bancroft or 515-925-3213 in Lone Rock. Dakin and Associates Insurance and Financial Services of Bancroft and Lone Rock.
Back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Lake Mills with a 16-7 lead over North Union. You could call this the rubber game of the season series here. And so far in this rubber game, North Union has had some cold shooting early here. Let's see if they can overcome it here and get back to within closer than the 9-point deficit, 16-7 here to the Lake Mills Bulldogs. The winner of this game takes on Marquette Catholic coming up here on Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. right back here at Wells Fargo Arena. And they defeated Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the game prior to this, 45-36. Your other two games earlier this morning, North Lynn defeated Woodbine 75-59 and Winfield Mount Union. And Winfield Mount Union knocking off Linville Sully 54-37 here earlier today. So it'll be North Lynn and Winfield Mount Union going after the, will play the first champion, be playing the first semifinal game at 5:30 coming up here from the Well here on Wednesday night. And we'll see if the Warriors can make a comeback. and make it to the semifinal coming up here on Wednesday night. With the basketball is North Union. Urbiter now on the right corner, up on top. Another Grady Madden. Back out to Tendiker Detford. Three left side. Got it! Key three-pointer, Preston Gerdet. And it's now 16-7. Warriors back to within nine. They come out with a full-court press. With the basketball, Bacon gets it back out. Out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds that time by Grady Madden. It goes back here now to... It goes back here now to Lake Mills with 7:36 left to go here until halftime. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here up on top to Bacon. Bacon gets it back up, to Gull, top of the key. They reset the offense. Gull fires back to Minky in the high post, left side, out to the left wing. Now is Dager. Dager gets it back out to Gull. Left wing, left corner, Minky back out to Dahl. Dahl for three from the far side is good. He's got five, and it's 19-10. Warriors down by nine. Up on top with it here now will be Madden, getting it back off this time here now to Gerdet. Inside, loose basketball recovered by Madden. Back out for three for Gerdet. Got it! Preston Gerdet back-to-back threes, and it's 19-13. Down to a six-point deficit for North Union. Getting it back to Stensrud. Full court press. Backed away, but recovered here this time by Aiden Lofstrom. I should say to Aiden Stensrud, a three from the far side. No good. Rebound taken this time here by Preston Gerdet, North Union. Gerdet off now to Lofstrom underneath. Up and in! Up and in by Lofstrom. Big basket that time for Lofstrom. And the momentum back on the Warriors side, 19-15. Up on top with it now is Bacon. Domenki up on top to Bacon. Bacon now with it. We'll fire right back out this time to Gull again for three. No good. Right there with the rebounds. Lofstrom. Down court we go this time now to Kyan Jones. Up on top. Three. Lofstrom got it! Aiden Lofstrom. Another three-pointer. Three for Aiden Lofstrom. Lake Mills lead is down to one. 19-18. Almost taken away. Here's Minky underneath. Goes now to Lofstrom. I should say to Stensrud. Now back underneath to Stensrud. Taken now by Bacon on the high post left side. Bacon will drive in. He will shoot. No good. And we're going to have a charge. Yes, a charge foul going to be called here now on Lake Mills. Charging on Lake Mills. It goes the other way here now. North Union has a chance to take the lead on this possession for the first time this afternoon. It's now 19-18. Warriors down by one with 5:38 left to go in the first half. Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our left. Kyan on top of the key with it. Now bounce pass inside to Gerdet. He goes in, shoots, no good. Rebound taken this time by Stensrud. We go the other way off to Gull. Front court basket to our right this time. Gull now with it. Getting it back to Minky on the right side. Back now to Stensrud underneath. Shot put up by Bacon is going to be good. And a foul going to be called here. And I believe on, no, they're going to call a charge on, they're going to call a charge on Lake Mills. They call a charge on Lake Mills. Inbounds pass goes back here to Kyan Jones for North Union. Again, the Warriors have a chance to take the lead with 5:08 left in the first half, down 19-18. Here's Kyan Jones, fires back out, now to Madden on the left wing. Madden right back up to Ermiter, first through for a long two, get in there! No, it's halfway done, it came right back up again. Down court pass, this time goes to Minky, around the perimeter, here's Gull. Gull gets it back out to Bacon, Bacon for three, got it on the near side. Logan Bacon for three, 22-18, 4-point lead for Lake Mills over North Union. With it here now is going to be Kyan Jones. Getting it back off now to Jimmy up on top. Now to Lofstrom. Lofstrom will take it. And Lofstrom getting it back off to Kyan Jones. He twists and turns and he gets the ball up and in for Kyan Jones. His first two of the afternoon. 22-20. 2-point deficit for North Union with 4:15 left to go in the first half. Down court pass. Here's Helming now on the left side. Taken this time here now by Gull. Shoots and no good. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to go back now to North Union. Out of bounds back to North Union with 4:04 left to go here. And we have a timeout on the court. We'll take a timeout here as well with 4:04 left to go in the first half. And our score Lake Mills 22, North Union 20. We're back with more in 1 minute.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Diana Johnson has great weight loss results at TAFE Wellness Center. In 4 months after using tirzepatide with weekly injections for the recommended 3-month program, she lost 30 pounds and had her body fat reduced by 5.9%. So in a short 3 months, her confidence grew and she's so happy with the results. The best part is after being off the injections for over a month, she's maintaining her weight loss. TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona, online at TAFEWellnessCenter.com.
And we are back, at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 4:04 left to go in the first half. North Union was down by 9 to Lake Mills after one quarter, and now they're back to within 22-20 here to the Lake Mills Bulldogs. As we'll see what happens here, as it'll be North Union's basketball here. As we'll have extra timeouts here because of the television coverage here that gives us some more chances to thank our wonderful sponsors for bringing you our game here this afternoon from the Well here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Inbounds pass this time will be attempted here now by Father Gilneth. Gets it back in now to Kyan Jones to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Kyan fires back up now to Madden on the right wing. Bounce pass on the right corner here now is Lofstrom. Lofstrom trying to control some traffic here if he can. Trying to get some movement going. Now here's Madden over on the right wing. Madden, I should say that is going to be Kyan Jones. And right to the hands, unfortunately, that time to Eli Menke here for Lake Mills. We go the other way here now with it. Up on top with it now is Helming. Helming to the free throw line. Shoots, no good. Rebound taken by Stensrud. Back over to Gull on the left side. Gull brings it right back up on top here for Lake Mills. Getting it back to Menke. Up on top to Gull. Gull with it here now for the Bulldogs. Looking as he gets it up on top here now to Helming. Back over this time now. Here's a long three. Is good that time by Logan Bacon. Back-to-back threes for Logan Bacon that time. And the Bulldogs back up by 5:25:20. Takes it now to Drew Henderson in the ballgame for the first time. Getting it back out to Father Gill in the high post left side. Father Gill here now with it. Getting it up to Kyan Jones, top of the key. They reset the offense. Is North Union. Goes to the high post left side. Kyan fires back out now to Grady Madden. Now going to go to the baseline now and finds Henderson. He drives, shoots, no good, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And Henderson will go to the free throw line that time here now for North Union. And Menke guilty of that foul here now for Lake Mills. And let's see here. Menke just picking up his first and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Drew Henderson for North Union. First one is good. Drew Henderson makes his first. 25-21. Second free throw for Drew Henderson coming up. Takes a couple of dribbles. That one is up. That one is no good. The rebound taken by Bacon here now for Lake Mills to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Bacon takes it now over to Stensrud. Gets it over to the far side down to Helming. Helming now with it. Going to get it off now to Gull. Gull fires back out. Helming for three. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Henderson, North Union. To Kyan Jones, front court basket to our left here this time. Looking to find Madden for three, right corner, no. Rebound taken by Menke, Lake Mills rather. Menke getting it back off to Bacon in the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Bacon will drive, he will shoot, and score. Logan Bacon now with back-to-back-to-back baskets. He's got 8 Bulldogs up on top by 6, 27-21. Back out to Fothergill. Drive, shoots, and scores. Daniel Fothergill with his first deuce of the afternoon. 27-23. Lead down to 4 here for Lake Mills with a minute 45 left to go now in the first half. We got a foul called here now on Grady Madden. And Jimmy, guilty of that one. That's going to be his first. First on Jimmy that time with a minute 42 left to go here now in the first half. Two in, two out for North Union. Ermiter and, let's see here, Gerdet back in. And Bacon will attempt the inbounds pass this time, and he does this time now to Gull to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Gull goes back out to Minky for three in the left corner. Good. Eli Minky now up to 10, 30-23. Bulldog League back up to 7. With it here now is Gerdet up on top to Jimmy. Back over to Gerdet. He wants to go now back up on top to Jimmy. Goes to Kyan Jones. Off now to Gerdet. Gerdet fires back out now to Madden. Madden off now to Kyan Jones. Inside. Turnaround shot. Ermiter is no good. Rebound taken here. This time by the Bulldogs. With 65 seconds left to go first half. Shot put up is good and a foul going to be called. Chance Gatesky gets a basket to drop and a foul called on North Union. And some free throws coming up here now for Lake Mills. Guilty of that one here for North Union. It's going to be on Kyan Jones here this time. And Lake Mills at the free throw lane to complete a three-point play. Chance Gatesky, no good. Rebound taken now by Lofstrom, North Union. Lofstrom to the front court. Basket to our left. Taken this time here now by Kyan Jones. Kyan now with it. Fires back out to Madden in the left corner. Madden. Top of the key here now to Lofstrom. Finds an opening drive. Shoots and scores. Lofstrom up and in for North Union. He's got 11. Lead down to 7. 32-25 for Lake Mills. 38.3 seconds left to go in the first half. Mankey goes back inside and a travel call. Nope, they're going to call a foul on North Union instead. They're going to call a foul on North Union instead. And that's going to be charged here to Cody Ermiter. It's going to be his second with 31.6 seconds left to go here now in the first half. So Ermiter will come out. Back in now will be Dan Fothergill. Also coming back in is Lance Helming for Lake Mills coming in here now. Coming back in for Chance Gatesky here now with 31.6 seconds left to go here until halftime. Inbounds pass taken this time here now by Gull to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Gull now has it with 25 seconds. Lake Mills working for one last shot here in the first half. Gull, top of the key. They're just going to let the time run down here. And looks like he might run it down to about 10 here. The clock down to 11. And now they're going to go for it here. Gull with it now. Looking inside. Helming shot up and in. Hit Lance Helming's shot is up and good. Long three-pointer at the buzzer is no good by Preston Gerdet. And it is halftime. Our halftime score, the Lake Mills Bulldogs 34, the North Union Warriors 25. We'll add things up and come back with first half numbers and first half stats on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Warrior State Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of their newest provider, Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz. Dr. Waletzko-Bartz is a certified family medicine and obstetrics physician with 3 years of experience. She treats conditions of all kinds, along with performing routine checkups with a special interest in prenatal care and end-of-life care. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4111 or visit newway-knh.com.
The attorneys at Fronts Lundquist & Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenient service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides, the Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. They have great nightly specials including prime ribs Saturday nights. You can order your favorites off the menu including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them with your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Our halftime score, the Lake Mills Bulldogs 34 and the North Union Warriors 25. As we mentioned, the first quarter was a very cold shooting quarter here for the Warriors here coming into the game. However, they got back to within one at one point of the second quarter. And Lake Mills opened things up again late in that second quarter to take a 34-25 halftime lead. As we take a look at numbers here from the first half, first of all here now for Lake Mills, 8 points here for Logan Bacon, 10 points for Eli Menke, 5 here for Lance Helming, 4 points here for Aiden Stensrud, 5 for Jackson Gall, and 2 off the bench here for Chance Gaitsky. A total of 34 points here for the Bulldogs of Lake Mills. Now for the Warriors of North Union, 6 here for Preston Gerdet, back-to-back threes. 2 points for Daniel Fothergill, 2 for Kyan Jones, 3 for Grady Madden, 1 point here for Drew Henderson at the free throw line, and 11 thus far for Aiden Lofstrom here for North Union. A total of 25 points here for North Union. As we take a look here at the first half stats, for Lake Mills, they were 13 of 25 from the field goal range, 6 of 13 from the three-point area, and 2 of 5 from free throws. North Union, 2 of 25 field goals, 4 of 10 from the free throw line, and 1 of 2 here from the three-pointers were 4 for 10, 1 for 2 from the free throw line here for North Union. Again, our halftime score, Lake Mills 34 and North Union 25. We'll have more at the half coming up after we take this time out here on KBEW.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week, you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You can also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. We've got you covered.
At PMC Advantage Insurance Services, we give you the advantage. We offer insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, crop hail, commercial, life, individual or group health, and bonds and annuities. We're here to make sure you and your belongings are properly covered. We have over 50 companies offering insurance in all 50 states. Our offices are conveniently located in Algona, Burt, Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend. You can also find us at our website, pmca.agency, or call 515-295-9433.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Astro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. Hager Foods proudly serves the Bancroft and surrounding area. Their meat department is filled with a wide selection of beef, pork, and chicken. They pride themselves bringing you the freshest, most delicious produce at affordable prices. Their deli features the best meats, cheeses, and other goodies to satisfy your needs, along with Wonder Roast chickens. They're open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hager Foods is your hometown market in Bancroft. If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials along with burgers, ribeye, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, roast beef meals, and roast beef commercials, and so much more. Along with your favorite beverages. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a breakfast buffet Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives a close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Again, our halftime score, Lake Mills 34, North Union 25. The winner has a date with Marquette Catholic coming up here on Wednesday at 7:15, right back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And if North Union can make a comeback and win this one, we'll be back down here for that Wednesday night, 7:15, opening tip-off over on 98 Country coming up here on Wednesday night. However, they have to take care of business here in the second half. They were back to within one at one point of the third of the second quarter, and North Union have now found themselves down by nine, 34-25 here at halftime here this afternoon from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The other semifinal in 1A will feature North Lynn at 24-1, taking on Winfield Mount Union at 21-2. That'll be a 5:30 start on Wednesday night, right back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We are set to go with half number two here from the Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. 34-25, our halftime score. Lake Mills up on top. And we are set to get things going here for half number two. As it will be, Jackson Gull with the inbounds pass going now to Stensrud, back to Gull. Gull top of the key here now for Lake Mills. As he's at, at the top of the key, he'll try a three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken by Bacon, back out to Minky, back out to Bacon. Back inside this time, Now, going to go back out for three again for Bacon. Is no good. Rebound and a whistle and a foul. Going to be called push-off foul. Going to be called here now on Lake Mills. And guilty of that one would be Jackson Gall. That will be his first. Not many fouls called in this one here thus far this afternoon. Up on top with it here now is Fothergill. Getting it back off now to Kyan Jones. Back out this time to Lofstrom in the left corner. Lofstrom cross court pass to Fothergill. Fakes, drives, shoots, and scores. Dan Fothergill with his fourth point of the night. 34-27, Lake Mills lead down to 7. The Warriors come out with a full court press. Gull in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Off to Bacon. Bacon now with it. Is going to have it right back up on top to Gull. Gull with the basketball here now. Underneath shot put up is going to be good that time. It'll be good that time. And here's a takeaway this time here now for Lake Mills. Gull will take it all the way back. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Stensrud at the free throw line. Loose basketball. Stensrud gets it right back. Goes back to Bacon. Goes back to Stensrud for three. Right corner is no good. Rebound taken now by North Union. Kyan Jones fires back out this time here now. Here's a three-point attempt by Gurdett is no good. Rebound taken here now by Lake Mills. Bacon has it. Getting it back out this time to Helmy. Back to Bacon in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Right back up on top here now will be Logan Bacon. Bacon now with it on the high post. Right side up on top, Helming. Helming now with it. Gets it back out to Gull on the left wing. Gull cross court pass back to Helming. Helming now with it. Getting it back to the free throw line. Now to Stensrud. Stensrud will drive. Fires back out this time. Going to go back out to Gull. Gull back inside. We have got a whistle and a shot clock violation on Lake Mills. Shot clock violation on Lake Mills with 5:49 left to go in the third quarter. Lake Mills 36, North Union 27. And here comes North Union here now with it. Kyan Jones to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Kyan, top of the key. Gets it to Gertet on the high post. Left, right side. Now to Ermeter. Back up on top to Kyan Jones. Kyan now with it. Off to Preston Gurdett. Back out to Lofstrom now on the left wing. Eyes a three. Doesn't take it. Take it this time now by Fothergill. Fothergill will drive, shoot, and in and out. No good. Rebound. Ermeter back up and no good. We got a whistle and a foul. Going to be called here now on Lake Mills. Whistle and a foul. Going to be called here now on Lake Mills. And some free throws coming up here now for Dan Fothergill. And Aiden Stensrud picks up the foul here now for Lake Mills. And a pair of free throws coming up. The first one is good here now by Dan Fothergill. Dan with five. 36-28. Second free throw coming up here now for Dan Fothergill. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Gall, and he's fouled by Fothergill. Dan Fothergill called for that one. It'll be his second with 5:22 left to go in the third quarter. And an 8-point lead here now for Lake Mills over North Union, 36-28. And Kale Jones will come back in here now. Kale Jones back in the ball game. Actually, I think he's gonna. This is just the first action he's seen thus far today. With the basketball now with Bacon to the front court. Basket to our right. Fires back out this time now. Shot put up and no good enough foul. Going to be called here on North Union. As Lance Helming was taking the baseline that time, and a foul called here now on North Union. Guilty of that one, I believe, will be Dan Fothergill. And it is. Dan now with three. And a pair of free throws for Lance Helming. The first one is good. Lance Helming up to six here now. 37-28. Fothergill will come out and let's see who came back in for him. I think it ended up being Cody Ermeter, and it was. And he gets the rebound, and we're going the other direction now. Up on top with it now is Lofstrom. Back out now to Gurdett. Up on top, Lofstrom. Lofstrom looking. Now gets it up on top to Kyan Jones. Here's a three for Gurdett. No good. Rebound taken by Kyan Jones, and taken right away that time here now by Gull. to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Back out to Eli Menke. Drives. Now fires it back out to Helming. Helming will drive in. Stop. Shoot from the free throw line and score. Lance Helming with 8. And it's now Lake Mills 39, North Union 28. 4.5 left to go, third quarter. Well, the basketball here now is going to be Kale Jones. Shot put up by Ermitter. No, they're going to call a push-off foul. They're going to call a push-off foul here. Before the shot, evidently. Okay, they will count the basket. Well, maybe not. But we will have a timeout on the court here. We'll take a timeout, and we'll pause as well here. With 4:25 left to go here now in the third quarter, our score, Lake Mills 39, North Union 30. Back with more in 1 minute.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Hi, this is Kim Nielsen from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. We are your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with us about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. We are devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give us a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by our office along Highway 9 in Armstrong, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong.
At Artsway Manufacturing, people are the most important factor when it comes to building and maintaining a thriving, innovative company. For over 65 years, Artsway is how work gets done. Artsway is looking for hardworking welders, robotic welder operators, CNC operators, assembly workers, and part-time workers. $1,500 to $2,000 sign-on bonus, $15 to $22 an hour pay based on experience, healthcare benefits, paid leave, and 401k matching program comes with the full-time positions. Apply online at Artsway.
Back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, North Union basketball, as the shot did not count. And it's ended up being Warrior basketball as Grady Madden will attempt the inbounds pass this time as he does to Lofstrom on the high post right side, getting it back out to Gerdet. Up on top, Lofstrom. Off now to Kale Jones. Back over this time here now. Now back to Kyan, top of the key. Kyan Jones back out to Gerdet, back inside Lofstrom. Lofstrom twists, turns, shoots, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Lake Mills. The Lake Mills player elbows Aiden Lofstrom right in the eye. Looks at the official, says, why didn't you call that? Well, and it ends up being out of bounds on the far side. Out of bounds off of Lake Mills. It goes back here now to North Union with 4:01 left to go here now in the third quarter. Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our right. Up on top with it now. Back out to Madden on the left wing. Madden now with it. Up on top now to Gerdet. Gerdet with the basketball. Back out now to Lofstrom for three. No good from the left side. Out of bounds. It goes back to Lake Mills. Lake Mills basketball. 3:44 left to go here now in the third quarter. The Bulldogs 39. The Warriors 30. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going this time here now to Logan Bacon. Bacon heading up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Bacon, top of the key. Getting it back out this time here now to Gull. Gull, top of the key. He will dribble out towards the high post right side. Getting it back out this time now to Bacon. Up on top to Helming. Helming will drive, shoot, and score off the glass. Lance Helming off the glass that time. He's got 10. And it's North Union down by 11, 41-30. Lofstrom back out this time here now to Jimmy. Now gets it off to Kale Jones, or Kyan Jones rather. Getting it back out to Madden. Looking back inside now to Ermitter. And he gets slammed to the ground and no call. Madden back inside now to Ermitter. Puts a shot up and scores. Cody Ermitter finally gets a point on the scoreboard this afternoon. 41-32. That's his first 2 points of the whole ball game here for Cody Ermitter. The basketball here now is going to be Stensrud. Drives in, shoots, and scores off the glass. Aiden Stensrud now with 6, 43-32. 2.5 left to go here. Third quarter underneath. Ball taken away this time by the Bulldogs. We go the other way here now. Bacon in the front court. Basket to our left. Gets it off to Mankey. Back out to Bacon. Up on top, Helming. Helming now with it. Up on top now to Bacon. Bacon goes back to center circle and resets the offense here for the Bulldogs with 2:10 left to go here now, third quarter. Here's Bacon again with it. Bacon will drive, shoot, score, and he's fouled. Bacon puts it up and in. Bacon puts it up and in. He'll go to the free throw line for the Bulldogs for an and one. And it'll be Cody Ermiter guilty of the foul. That's going to be foul number 3 on Cody. So he'll sit down. And Daniel Fothergill will come in for him now. And it'll be Bacon trying to complete a 3-point play for the Bulldogs, and he does just that. He has 11 now. Lake Mills 46, North Union 32 with 2:06 left to go here now in the third quarter. Inbounds pass this time going to be going now to Kyan Jones to the front court. Basket to our right, and we have a timeout on the court. A timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 2:02 left to go here in the third quarter. Our score, Lake Mills 46, North Union 32. Back with more in one moment.
Are your insurance costs skyrocketing? Are you looking for affordable coverage? I'm Samantha Rogers at Ringstead Insurance. Whether you need home, auto, farm, commercial, life, or health insurance, Ringstead Insurance is your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We would like to wish all area athletes good luck at state basketball. Go Warriors! Ringstead Insurance Services is an equal opportunity employer.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 2:02 left to go here in the third quarter. Lake Mills 46 and North Union 32 in the final Class 1A state quarterfinal matchup of this state tournament here, as Dan Fothergill will attempt to an inbounds pass here, this time here for North Union. Fothergill gets it in now to Madden. Madden, top of the key here. Now back out to Fothergill. Fothergill drives, shoots, no good. Rebound tipped and taken this time here now by Helming. Helming back out now to Gull in the front court. Basket to our left. Here's Gull now with it on the high post. Left side, out to the left wing this time now with it. And a shot put up, no good that time by Minky. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by North Union. Here's Grady Madden in the front court. Basket to our right. Here's a three. No good that time here now by Preston Gurdett, and a push-off foul going to be called here on North Union. Push-off foul going to be called here now on North Union. Guilty party that time will be Aiden Lostrom. That's going to be his first. With a minute 32 left to go here now in the third quarter, and a 14-point lead for Lake Mills, 46-32 over North Union. With it here now is Gull. Gull fires back out this time to Mankey. Back inside now. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by Kyan Jones. Front court basket to our right. Kyan now with it. He will drive. He will shoot. And he will miss. Rebound taken this time now by Aiden Stensrud. Back out to Gull in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Gull now with it. With a minute left to go in the third quarter. Taken away. Kyan Jones. Preston Gurdett all the way up and in. 8 for Preston. 56-34. 50 seconds left to go now in the third quarter. Here is Stensrud. Back out this time here. Now to Delger, top of the key. Delger this time here now for Lake Mills. Delger will go around traffic. He will go in, shoot, no good. Rebound taken this time here. Now loose basketball. And we are going to have a timeout called here now by Lake Mills. A timeout called by Lake Mills with 30.6 seconds left to go here now in the third quarter. And our score, Lake Mills 46, North Union 34. We're back with more in a moment.
Tyring Brothers in Bancroft invites you to take a look at the Landall 6231 tandem disc. Equipped with an aggressive 20-degree front gang angle and standard concavity blades with approximately 210 pounds of weight per blade. This enables the unit to penetrate tough ground conditions and mix heavy residue while still doing an excellent job of finish disking. Backed by a 3-year warranty, it will prove to be a wise investment. Stop in and see the Landall 6231 disc at Dietering Brothers in Bancroft.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
30.6 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And our score, Lake Mills 46, North Union 34, 46-34. Lake Mills up on top here by 12, and it will be Lake Mills basketball. Bacon will attempt the inbounds pass here this time. Bacon looking, gets that one in this time here now to Delger, top of the key. Delger brings it way back out and resets the offense for Lake Mills. Back out to Bacon. Bacon way back at center circle this time. Goes back out to Delger on the high post. Now goes back inside Stensrud. Loose basketball taken away now by Preston Gerdet. All the way, Gerdet up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Stensrud. And then they call a foul on North Union. They call a foul here on North Union. On Aiden Lostrom that time. And Aiden Lostrom now picks up. Just his second personal, I do believe. Yep, just his second. With a pair of free throws coming up here now for Aiden Stensrud here now for Lake Mills. Aiden Stensrud at the free throw line for a pair here now for the Bulldogs with 6.9 seconds left to go here in quarter number three. First free throw for Aiden is no good. Two in, two out for both teams here now. Late in this third quarter, Lake Mills 46, North Union 34. Second free throw coming up here now for Aiden Stensrud here now for the Bulldogs of Lake Mills. Is coming up here now, Stensrud. Second free throw for Stensrud is good. One out of two that time from the free throw line, up to seven now. Lake Mills 47, North Union 34, 6 seconds left to go in the quarter. Madden up on top to Kyan Jones for three. No good, that's the quarter. Our score after three, Lake Mills 47, North Union 34. Fourth quarter coming up here from the well after this timeout here on KBEW.
Bank Plus, service you can bank on.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
Plenty of opportunities await students who attend North Union schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
We provide an opportunity for all the students, such thing as 21st century skills. We're on the cusp of all of our students having a one-to-one opportunity with technology, either with a Chromebook or an iPad. We have opportunities as FFA. We have our FCS program that has what's called a Silver Spoons restaurant. You know, I mean, this is unique opportunities to help build those skills for our students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Craving a delicious home-cooked meal? Then head down to the North Star Restaurant Lounge in Fenton. Try any of their daily lunch specials and their evening specials, including a chicken buffet Tuesdays, tacos and pizza Wednesdays, wings Thursdays, hand-breaded pollock Fridays, and prime ribs Saturdays, along with other great weekend specials. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Get your order to go, and they can cater your special event. Meet your friends for food and drinks at North Star Restaurant Lounge in Benton.
One of your most important investments is your vehicle. If you need work done on your vehicle, the place to go is the Armstrong Service Center in Armstrong. The Armstrong Service Center is your tire headquarters with great low prices. Bring your vehicle in for any repair work, from a service job to a wheel alignment. The Armstrong Service Center is also your Sinclair dealer. Give them a call at 712-868-3142. The Armstrong Service Center at the corner of Highways 9 and 15 in Armstrong. And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Fourth quarter coming up here now between Lake Mills and North Union. North Union down by 13, 47-34 as we go now to the fourth quarter. As Dan Fothergill inbounds it this time now to Kyan Jones. So the front court basket to our right this time. Kyan Jones now with it. Going to get it back to Fothergill. Now back to Jones. Back now to Gerdet. Gerdet eyes the three. Doesn't take it. Here comes Cody Ermiter for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Lake Mills. Goal has it now. Getting it back off to Bacon. Up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Bacon now has it. Top of the key. Bacon will drive to the
Left elbow, getting it up now to Stenstrud, right elbow. Stenstrud will go in, he will shoot and score. Aiden Stenstrud gets that one to drop. He's up to 9 here now. And it's now Lake Mills 49, North Union 34, 7:15 left to go in the game. Kyan Jones up on top. Gerdet for 3, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Bacon. Down court pass off to Golan, taken right back this time by Kyan Jones. Guy into the front court basket to our right. Here's a 3 for Grady. Madden is good. Jimmy drains a 3-pointer. A big 3. We'll see what happens after this 3 now. 49-37. The lead for Lake Mills down to 12 and a foul from behind called on Preston Gerdet. Preston Gerdet picking up just his first here of the ball game. Preston Gerdet. Picking up just his first. He has 8 points here thus far. Inbounds pass goes to Helming on the left side. To that high post. Right back up on top this time here now. Going to be going now to Bacon. Bacon down at the post this time here now. Fires back out to Mankey in the right corner. Mankey here now with it. Giving it right back out this time here now. To Logan Bacon on the right wing. 15 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Loose basketball picked up by Kyan Jones. 2-on-1 break. Kyan Jones up and in. Kyan Jones up and in. Kyan with his fourth. 49-39. Gall comes back. Shoots. Charging foul on Gall. Charging foul on Jackson Gall. His second. Down to 6:13 left to go in the game. Down to a 10-point deficit for Lake Mills. 49-39 for North Union, I should say. 49-39. And a timeout on the court. We'll take one here as well as 6:13. Left to go in the game. Lake Mills 49 and North Union 39. Back with more from the well in just a moment.
Are you self-employed, a farmer, a small business owner? Do you want to provide yourself and employees with premium health insurance that they can afford? Look no further. Cornerstone Insurance offers group health insurance for small businesses down to one employee. Call me, Shanna Carlin, with Cornerstone Insurance in Estherville at 712-362-0319 to find out how I can help you find a plan that works for your small business. I'm available to answer your questions and to walk through the process to make sure you and your employees are getting a plan that meets your needs.
Back in Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, 6:13 left to go here in the game. Lake Mills 49, North Union 39. You're starting to see the momentum shift over toward North Union here. We'll see if it continues to or not here with 6:13 left to go in the contest. And it will be North Union basketball. It'll be Kyan Jones with the inbounds pass this time. He gets that one in now to Gerdet, back to Jones. Up in the front court, basket to our left here, our right, I should say. Up on top here now to Gerdet, eyes a 3, doesn't take it. Father Gill will try one left side, no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. We go the other way, Bacon has it. Bacon guarded heavily this time here now by Kyan Jones. Bacon getting it back off now to Gall. Gall down court pass to Minky. We have got 10 seconds called on Lake Mills. 10-second violation called on Lake Mills. We're going the other way here now. 49-39. 5:51 left to go here in the game. Lake Mills by 10. North Union has the momentum back on their side here now. 49-39. North Union down by 10 to Lake Mills with 5:51 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time going to go to Kyan Jones. Up in the front court, basket to our right. Back out to Fothergill. Fothergill now with it. Back out to Jimmy in the right corner. Taken now by Gerdet up on top here now with Fothergill. Back out to Madden. Madden will take the baseline and hold things up. Now he will fire back out to Ermiter for 3. Right side, good! Cody Ermiter up and in. He's got 5. Warriors back to within 7, 49-42. Down court, taken this time now by Stensrud. Stensrud top of the key, off now to Helming. Up on top, Helming on the high post, left side. Helming now with it, getting it back out, need to get rid of it. Now he does, this time to Stensrud on the left elbow. Stensrud will drive to the line, to the basket, shoot, no good. Rebound, Kyan Jones, North Union. Kyan to the front court, basket to our right. 3 for Preston Gerdet, no. Rebound tipped and taken now by Madden, and the save up on top down to Fothergill. Fothergill drives, shoots, no good. Rebound taken by Mankey for Lake Mills. Mankey off this time here now to Bacon. up in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. 4:47 left to go in the game. A 7-point lead for Lake Mills, 49-42. And a push-off foul going to be called here now. Push-off foul going to be called here now on, let's see here. It'll be on Kyan Jones. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take one here as well with 4:42 left to go in the game. Lake Mills 49, North Union 42. Back with more from the well in just a moment. If you're looking for an experienced auction company to conduct your auction, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Fausch Auctioneers of Fairmont has a combined experienced team of over 100 years. Auctioneers Jerry Clark, Dave Gurdett, and Steve Fausch are here to help you. Whether it's a farmland, farm equipment, house, household, or antiques auction, contact Jerry, Dave, or Steve for a free consultation. Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Fausch Auctioneers of Fairmont.
A big bank can deliver the products you need and the convenience you expect. A small bank can make you feel like family. At Fidelity Bank and Trust, we don't think you should have to choose. Your hometown bankers have roots here. We understand the community and why you want to live here. Because we live here too. We're big enough to deliver, yet small enough to care. Fidelity Bank and Trust, your hometown bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft wishes the North Union Warriors good luck in the tournaments. Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-410. And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 4:42 left to go in the game. Lake Mills 49, North Union 42. The winner has a date with Marquette Catholic in the semifinal coming up Wednesday at 7:15 right back here at the well. Inbounds pass goes to Lake Mills this time. Bacon has it up in the front court. Basket to our left. Bacon at center circle. Bacon continues to dribble it back out to Mankey now on the right wing. Mankey back inside this time here now to Helming. Loses it and picked up this time by the Warriors. Back up now to Kyan Jones. Front court basket to our right. Kyan finds an opening, drives, shoots, misses. Rebound taken by Stensrud North, Lake Mills rather. Back out this time to Bacon. Heading up to the front court. Basket to our left. Bacon gets it back out this time to Helming. On the high post, left side, right back at center circle now will be Logan Bacon. 3:59 left to go in the game. Bacon with it back out to Minky. Taken this time by Stensrud at the right elbow. Loose basketball knocked away, recovered this time here by Fothergill. Coast to coast, Fothergill up and in. Dan Fothergill up and in. He's got 7, 49-44. Warriors back to within 5. Down court pass this time goes to Helming. On the high post, left side. Helming now with it. Right back up on top. Looking back inside. Now back out to Helming on the high post, left side. Gets it back out this time. Inside the stands. Ruby got a foul. Going to be called here now on North Union underneath. Foul called here on the Warriors underneath with 3:24 left to go here in the contest. Dan Fothergill guilty of that one. Number 4 on Fothergill. Actually, Fothergill will end up fouling out. Dan Fothergill will foul out with 7 points here now for North Union. So Lake Mills has a foul out, as does North Union here. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be taken up on top here now. Here's a three for Minky. No good. Rebound taken this time by Lofstrom, North Union. Lofstrom to the front court. Back off to Kyan Jones. Kyan on the high post, right side this time here now for the Warriors. 3:10 left to go in the game. Getting it back up on top to Lofstrom. Madden up on top, Lofstrom. Gurdett, three, right side, got it! Preston Gurdett, a big three-pointer. The Warriors back to within 2, 49-47. 2:50 left to go in the game. And a whistle, and we're going to have a charge, no blocking foul called here now on North Union, but first a timeout's called. Timeout called here now. And Jimmy picks up his second. Well, maybe not. Nope, no timeout. We're going to keep it going right here with 2:51 left to go in the game. Lake Mills 49, North Union 47. Logan Bacon will attempt the inbounds pass here, this time for Lake Mills. Logan getting it in. He gets it into Gall. Up to the front court basket to our left. We've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Preston Gurdette. Just a second for Preston. That will be team foul number five for Lake Mill, for North Union, I should say. And it's going to be free throws the rest of the way out here now for Lake Mills. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jackson Gull for the Bulldogs. Down by two is North Union, 49-47. Jackson Gull at the free throw line here now. First one up for Gull is no good. No good by Jackson Gull. Second free throw coming up here now by the 6'2" junior from Lake Mills, Jackson Gull, with 2:48 left to go in the game. Gull's second free throw, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Grady Madden. Jimmy gets the rebound off to Lofstrom. To the front court, basket to our right this time. Fires back out to Madden, up on top to Lofstrom. Lofstrom getting it back now to Kyan Jones on the high post right side. Kyan finds an opening, gets it back out to Madden. Madden finds an opening as well, but he'll get around Menke, shoot and miss, but Menke gets a piece of him, and the two free throws coming up here now for Jimmy. Aiden Stensrud, or is it Menke? Yeah, Menke gets a piece of him. Eli Menke picks up just his first here now. And a pair of free throws and a possible tie for North Union. Grady Madden off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Grady Madden here and the North Union Warriors. Second free throw, Grady Madden is up and good. One out of two that time for Madden. Jimmy up to seven. Makes it now a 49-48 contest. Lake Mills up on top. Mickey. Front court, basket to our left, and he just gets rid of it. Off now to Helming. Helming up on top to Bacon. Bacon now with the basketball. A man-to-man defense applied here by North Union. Here's Gull on the high post left side. Gull now with it. In trouble, gets it off to Helming. Off this time here now to Bacon. Bringing it back to the high post left side. Bacon now with it with a minute 58 left to go in the game. Here's Minky now to the baseline. He shoots, misses. Gets his Stensrud gets the rebound, puts it back up, misses the first time. Another rebound for Stensrud, back up and in. Stensrud now up to nine, 51-48. Here's Jimmy now on the right wing, gets it back now to Lofstrom. Lofstrom back out now to Kyan Jones. Kyan now with it for North Union. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Kyan now with it. Kyan will try to drive in, but they're blocking. They're plugging everything up here as Lake Mills on the inside. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Kyan Jones back out this time now to Gurdette. Gurdette will try to drive in, and he will go in, shoot. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Stensrud. Lake Mills and a foul from behind on Aiden Lofstrom. Lofstrom picks up his third with 69 seconds left to go here in the game. Aiden Lofstrom picks up his foul. Picks up number three here now for North Union with a minute 9 left to go in the game. Lake Mills 51, North Union 48. Two free throws coming up here now for Jackson Gull for the Lake Mills Bulldogs. First free throw is up and good. Gull makes his first one. Jackson Gull with six. 52-48, Lake Mills by four. Second free throw for Jackson Gull coming up here now for the Bulldogs. That one is up. That one is good as well. Jackson Gull makes them both. He's got seven, 53-48, five-point lead for Lake Mills. Gets it back up to Preston Gurdette. Preston drives, shoots, no good. Airballs it. Rebound taken this time by Helming for Lake Mills with under a minute left to go, and they call an intentional foul on Preston Gurdette. They call an intentional foul on Preston Gurdette. 57.2 seconds left to go in the game, and they call an intentional foul on Preston Gurdette. And Alex Fisher wants an explanation of that. Well, I would too if I was Alex. Helming at the line for two. First one is good. Lance Helming with 11, 54-48. Second free throw for Helming. And the Bulldogs will get the ball right back. That one is up. That one is good as well. Lance Helming with 12, and Lake Mills will get the ball right back with 57.2 seconds left to go here in the ball game, with a 55-48 lead over North Union after they call an intentional foul on Preston Gerdet. 57.2 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounds pass, Gull goes this time here now to Helming. Helming now with it, getting it back off this time to Gull. Gull getting it back off to Minky with 48 seconds left to go. Back on the right side, foul called out here on Cale Jones. Cale will foul Bacon that time. Cale Jones seeing his first action of the afternoon. Cale Jones guilty of that one. And Logan Bacon at the free throw line for a pair here now for Lake Mills. First one is up and no good. Subtime. Preston Gerdet back in the ball game here now for Cody Ermitter here now for North Union. 55-48 Lake Mills by 7 with 45.5 seconds left to go in the game. Second free throw for Bacon. In and out, no good. Here come the Warriors. Gerdet back off this time to Kyan Jones. Front court basket to our right. Getting it back now to Cale Jones. Up now to Kyan Jones. Back off now to Jimmy. Jimmy will drive underneath. Lostrom up and in. Lostrom up and in. He's up to 13 and a timeout on the court. And we'll take one here as well. 31.5 seconds left to go in the game. Lake Mills 55, North Union 50. Back with more in a moment.
The Pub 307 Bar and Grill in Sway City looks forward to serving you. Come on down and enjoy your favorite burgers in the basket, specialty burgers, sandwiches, munchies, and salads. They have great nightly specials, including tacos on Tuesdays, wings on Wednesdays, a weekend menu Fridays and Saturdays, including a 12-ounce black Angus ribeye, fantail shrimp, and battered cod, and build your own burgers on Sundays. They're open Monday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. Come on down to the Pub 307 Bar and Grill in Sway City.
Tina Jaskalki from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high and tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clipper It Up is open Tuesday from 9 to 5, Wednesdays 9 to 3, Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Clipper It Up, Highway 9, Sway City.
And we're back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, 31.5 seconds left to go in the game. Lake Mills 55, North Union 50. Warriors still have a chance here. Down by 5. However, the clock is their biggest enemy right now with only 31.5 seconds left to go here in the game. And North Union, Dan Fothergill has already fouled out of the ball game. It will be Lake Mills basketball. Logan Bacon will attempt the inbounds pass this time here now for the Bulldogs with 31.5 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time. Gets that one back in now to Helming. Helming double teamed. And he's going to get it back off this time. Foul on... Okay, who are they going to call this one on? Lake Mills or North Union? I think they're going to call it on North Union. Yes, they call it on North Union. They call it on North Union. Guilty of that one, I believe, is going to end up being Grady Madden that one. Jimmy picks up his third. 25.7 seconds left to go. First of two free throws. Good that time now for Logan Bacon. Bacon with 12, 56-50, 25.7 seconds left to go in the game. Logan Bacon for his second free throw here now for the Bulldogs. And that one is up. That one is good as well. Logan Bacon with 13 points, 57-50. And Lake Mills with a 7-point lead, 20 seconds left to go in the game. Three-point attempt is no good that time by Grady Madden. And here comes Helming down with 12 and gonna have a foul call from behind that time. Foul going to be called here from behind. I believe that's going to be called here on Cale Jones. And Cale picks up his second with 12.2 seconds left to go in the game. And Lake Mills We'll move on to the semifinal game coming up here on Wednesday at 7:15. First of two free throws for Helming are good. Helming, 3 for 3 from the free throw line this quarter, this go-round here, 58-50. Second free throw coming up here now for Lance Helming for Lake Mills. That one is up, and that one is no good. Rebound taken by Helming. Helming, they are going to blow the whistle, and they're going to call a foul here on Lake Mills, I do believe. They're going to call a foul here now on Lake Mills, and it looks like both teams are going to clear their benches here. Both teams will clear their benches here. First free throw for Helming is no good. North Union called for the foul. And a whole bunch of subs coming in here for the last 9.4 seconds as Lake Mills will move on to the state semifinal at 7:15 coming up here on Wednesday night to take on Marquette Catholic. And Helming, second free throw coming up. That one is up and no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Kale Jones. Kale, top of the key. He will launch a three-pointer. That's no good. And the buzzer will sound, and that's the end of the ball game. Lake Mills knocking off North Union this afternoon in the state quarterfinal matchup. Final score, 58-50. And we'll take a timeout, and we'll begin our extended post-game coverage here from the well after we take this timeout here on KBEW.
More options, more service, more of your needs met. That's what you get from Farm Bureau Financial Services. Contact Jason Brace in Algona to find out more about auto, home, life, farm, and business insurance. Farm Bureau Financial Services, where you'll get more than you think. Jason Brace, Algona, Iowa. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company. JMV Graphics of Bancroft is your one stop for all your imprinted needs. They have ready-to-print stock designs that can be personalized, whether it's for your school, business, or activity. They can give you the professional look to make your organization stand out. JMV Graphics can custom design decals and apply them to a wide variety of surfaces, including automobiles, trailers, yard signs, and banners. Call 515-885-0331 or stop by their shop on Highway 169, JMV Graphics in Bancroft. West Iowa Bank is your hometown bank interested in you and the communities they serve. They offer a full range of banking services, including checking and savings account, debit and ATM cards, certificates of deposit, money market and health savings accounts, ag, commercial, consumer, and real estate loans, along with many other services. West Iowa Bank serves you from Algona, Bode, Fenton, Lorenz, and West Bend. West Iowa Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Donna Christ from the Ledyard Country Store in Ledyard. The Ledyard Country Store is the best grocery store in Ledyard. We have a nice selection of groceries, fresh meats, baked goods, and of course our world-famous Donna Buns. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are a proud supporter of all North Union activities. Stop by and see us soon at the Ledyard Country Store in the heart of downtown Ledyard. Good luck, Warriors.
Baskey Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC certified mechanic Chuck Baskey has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Baskey's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38.
Ryan's Feed Service of Bancroft is an independent supplier and full-service ag retailer serving you since 1987. They're your dealer for agro-liquid fertilizers, Gypsoil brand gypsum, Osmus Farm Supply chemicals, Cornelia seeds, plus Banjo pumps and fittings. See them for your livestock needs, including Sioux Steel products and Kent feeds. Give them a call at 515-885-2680. For all your feed, seed, and agronomy needs, the place to turn is Brian's Feed Service of Bancroft.
When insurance companies compete for your business, you receive value.
At Hendrickson Insurance and Armstrong, they compare coverage and rates from many top-rated companies. Always looking for good rates, good service, and the best value possible. Hendrickson Insurance is an independent agency representing many companies to find the coverage to fit your needs. For all your insurance needs, see Phil Hendrickson at Hendrickson Insurance at their temporary location at 508 First Avenue in Armstrong or call 712-260-2582.
Dad, are you playing with food again?
Yes, that's how we get all our great food.
You mean like our new Top Bowls, Juicy Burgers, and barbecue meats?
That's right. Fresh, homemade food is what makes us unique to the community.
You got that right, Dad.
Hi, this is Mike and Afton from Smoke and Firehouse number 20.
So have your family meet our family at Smoke and Firehouse number 20 in downtown Ringstead.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as the season comes to a close here this afternoon for the North Union Warriors. They watch their season come to an end to the Lake Mills Bulldogs here this afternoon. Final score, 58-50. As we take a look here at the final numbers here for, first of all here for Lake Mills, 13 points for Logan Bacon, 10 points for Eli Minkey, 13 for Lance Helming, 9 points here for Aiden Stensrud, 7 for Jackson Gall, and 2 for Chance Gatesky. A total of 58 points here for the Bulldogs of Lake Mills, and they will move on with a 25-1 record to face Marquette Catholic in the state semifinal coming up on Wednesday at 7:15. Now for North Union, we have these numbers. Preston Gerdet with 11, Daniel Fothergill with 7, 4 for Kyan Jones, 7 points here for Grady Madden, 1 point here for Drew Henderson, 2 for Cale Jones, 13 for Aiden Lostrom, and 5 for Cody Ermiter. A total of 50 points here for the Bulldogs, for the Warriors of North Union. 58-50, our final score. Lake Mills defeats North Union. We'll take another timeout and we'll continue with more extended postgame show from The Well in Des Moines coming up after we take this time out here on KBEW.
Different people have different insurance requirements. Your agents at the Central States Agency of Buffalo Center and Bancroft can provide the solutions to meet your insurance needs. Central States Agency is your full-service insurance agency. Central States Real Estate specializes in farm real estate. Visit their website at www.centralstatesrealestate.com and check out their real estate listings. Call us today and experience a Central States difference. Central States Agency of Buffalo Center and Bancroft.
Cargo Express of Bancroft is the fast, convenient stop. Fuel up your vehicles with Sinclair gas, diesel, or E85. With pay at the pumps available 24 hours a day. If you're hungry, stop in and try their fresh roasted chicken, Godfather's Pizza Express, Mahaska coffee and cappuccino, fountain drinks, and an assortment of sandwiches, pastries, or anything off the dine-in or carry-out menu. Along with weekly specials, they're open Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Cargo Express, Highway 169, Bancroft, your fast, convenient stop.
When you choose Pioneer Brand Seed, you get three things that go great together. Elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing. Put them all together and then add in the expertise of your local authorized Pioneer sales representative, Dustin Goroskowski, and you have the prescription for keeping your yields on the leading edge for your area. To learn more, contact Dustin Goroskowski, serving the Sway City and Armstrong areas, at 507-848-0653. Pioneer, what's next happens here.
The Lone Rock Cooperative Telephone Company has been serving the Lone Rock and surrounding area since 1903. They provide their customers with telephone and broadband internet service, and they also provide Wi-Fi assistance, home wiring, and computer repair. Give them a call at 515-925-3271 to get started, or stop by their office on Main Street in Lone Rock. A proud supporter of North Union Warrior Athletics, the Lone Rock Cooperative Telephone Company of Lone Rock.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts, sales, and service department.
In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Brad Eichenberger at 515-320-2055 or Wade Mueller at 515-777-8056. Your local Pioneer sales professionals at Eichenberger Seeds, serving Ledyard and Lakota. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Individual results major.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we take a look at some final stats here from this afternoon's matchup here. First of all, for Lake Mills, they were 20 of 42 from the field goal range, 6 of 17 from the three-point line, and 12 of 24 from the free throw line. Now for North Union, they were 20 of 56 from the field goal, 7 of 24 from three-point land, and 3 of 6 from the free throw line here this afternoon. And North Union watches their season come to a close with a 58-50 loss to the Lake Mills Bulldogs here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. And we will come back and wrap things up here from the well on the other side of this final timeout here on KBEW.
Dakin and Associates Insurance and Financial Services of Bancroft and Lone Rock is an independently owned insurance agency serving you for over 30 years. They offer a wide variety of coverage for all your needs, including home, auto, farm, life, and health, as well as multi-peril crop and hail insurance. Their agents can find you the right coverage to fit your needs. Give them a call at 515-885-2541 in Bancroft or 515-925-3213 in Lone Rock. Dakin and Associates Insurance and Financial Services of Bancroft and Lone Rock.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
One thing I truly believe is the importance of taking care of our veterans. Hi, this is Dr. Shane Tafe of Tafe Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona. And I have found that many veterans are unaware that as part of your VA benefits, you can receive chiropractic care at no cost to you. As a preferred VA provider, we can help you navigate this process. Give us a call at 515-575-9123 to see how we can help you stay feeling your best. Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of our newest full-time provider, Dr. David Heine, a family medicine practitioner who is now seeing patients Monday through Thursday in our Wells Clinic. Dr. Heine specializes in all areas of family medicine and is excited to help you on your journey to better health. To schedule an appointment with Dr. David Heine in our Wells Clinic, call 507-553-6550. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4111. Or visit newway-knh.com.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines one last time here this afternoon as the Lake Mills Bulldogs end the season here for the North Union Warriors. Final score 58-50, and they will face Marquette Catholic in the semifinal game coming up on Wednesday at 7:15 back here at the Well. And you always lose some key seniors, and this year is no exception. These guys went through a lot of adversity all 4 years of high school here and were able to finally put things together here this past season. And we want to make a special shout out to Dan Fothergill, who will be playing basketball at Waldorf University here next year. Kyan Jones, also a senior. Bryce Beshorner, a senior, as well as Aiden Lofstrom and Cody Ermeter. So the Warriors will miss those guys. However, they will have a nucleus coming back here for next year's team, as this year's team comes to a close with a 22-4 record. That's going to wrap things up here from Wells Fargo Arena here for this Monday. Our thanks to all of our wonderful North Union sponsors for bringing you state basketball this afternoon and basically following the Warriors all season long. And our thanks to you for listening as well here this afternoon. Once again, the final score, the Lake Mills Bulldogs 58 and the North Union Warriors 50 for KBEW 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com Sports. I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
You've been listening to North Union Warrior State Tournament Basketball. Brought to you by Bank Midwest of Armstrong, Main Street Pub of Bancroft, Stateline Publications, PMC Advantage Insurance Services of Algona, Burt Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend, Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft, Hager Foods of Bancroft, Johansson's Cafe of Bancroft, Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, Greg Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft, Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong, Archway Manufacturing Company of Armstrong, Ringstead Insurance Services, Dietering Brothers Implement of Bancroft, BankQuest of Sway City and Ledyard, the North Union Community Schools, North Star Restaurant and Lounge of Fenton, Armstrong Service Center, Cornerstone Insurance Services of Sway City and Esterville, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City, and Steve Thausch Auctioneers of Fairmont, Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft, East Chain LP Gas, Pub 307 Bar and Grill of Sway City, Clipper It Up of Sway City, Farm Bureau Financial Services Representative Jason Brace of Algona, JMV Graphics of Bancroft, West Iowa Bank of Algona, Boat, Fenton, Lorenz, and West Bend, Ledyard Country Store, Vasky Sales and Service of Bancroft, Brian's Feed Service of Bancroft, Hendrickson Insurance of Armstrong, Smoke and Firehouse No. 20 of Ringstead, Central States Agency of Buffalo Center in Bancroft, Cargo Express of Bancroft, Dustin Goroskowski, your Pioneer Seeds dealer serving Sway City and Armstrong, Lone Rock Cooperative Telephone Company, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer, Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona, Eichenberger Pioneer Seeds serving Lakota and Ledyard, Dakin and Associates Insurance and Investments of Bancroft and Lone Rock, State Line Cooperative, Tate Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, and by M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Blue Earth and Wells.
You're listening to the area's news and information station. This is KBEW Blue Earth. KBEW Blue Earth, serving America's wealthiest farm area with local news, sports, and weather every day.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 23 degrees with north winds at 5 to 10. Tuesday, sunny with a high around 48 and east winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with a low temperature of 27 degrees. Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high temperature of 55. Thursday, cloudy with a couple of showers possible and a high temperature around 52. Friday, chance of rain and a high temperature of 43. Saturday, sunshine and a high of 44 degrees. Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high temperature of 48.
And in Iowa news, the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2018 is helping to provide federal funding to support aviation programs and training totaling up to $493,657. According to Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, aviation training programs offer Iowans job security and opportunities for career advancement by investing in Iowan futures and our community colleges. These grants will help meet the national demand for skilled aviation workers. The grant money will in part go towards financial aid for high schoolers interested in careers in aviation. The 13th annual Battle of the Badges took place on Saturday at the Mason City Arena. Partnering with the nonprofit Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Mason City Fire Department and law enforcement worked together to support kids and families in need. Cerro Gordo Deputy Sheriff Matt Clutter says all the money that's raised stays in the local area and benefits kids and their families that have life-altering illnesses, and we're so excited to raise money to help kids. For the firefighters and law enforcement, it's a fun way to get together and help those in need. One firefighter was excited to be playing in her first Battle of the Badges. This year, Battle of the Badges raised over $70,000 for Make-A-Wish, and the fire department won the game with a final score of 5 for law enforcement and 6 for firefighters. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying two suspects in a string of vandalism incidences on February 24th in Royal. The Clay County Sheriff's Office received a complaint of vandalism to the Toff Electric building in Royal. Upon investigation by a Clay County deputy, it was found that the north side of the old water plant located at 404 Main Street had been spray painted, at the north side of the Toff Electrical building had also been spray painted, and a trailer had been spray painted. The deputy also found the northeast and west sides of the building at 312 Main Street had been spray painted and a window had been broken out. Upon investigation, the deputy found that two individuals were involved. One was a female with long brown hair wearing a black sweatshirt with white and black plaid style pajama pants. The second subject was wearing a black hoodie with the hood pulled up with black pants and very bright white tennis shoes. It is not yet determined if the second subject was male or female. The individuals were observed entering the old water plant at approximately shortly before 4:55 p.m. on Saturday, and the subjects were seen running south on 4th Avenue from the Main Street area shortly after 5:30 p.m. If anyone has information in regards to these two individuals, they are asked to contact Deputy Jesse Erusted with the Clay County Sheriff's Office. And there's a lot less fanfare for Democrats in Iowa picking their presidential nominee this year. And it's not only because Democratic incumbent Joe Biden is in the White House. Instead of congregating for caucuses, a one-night spectacle where community members publicly signaled their support for a candidate, Iowa Democrats headed to the mailbox to send in their ballot. The results will be released on Super Tuesday, a slate of primaries and caucuses across more than a dozen states. The break in five decades of tradition follows chaos that mirrored the party in 2020 and the reshuffling of the Democrats' 2024 calendar to prioritize more diverse states. The fallout has disappointed Iowa party leaders and activists, with some feeling jilted by the national party.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
It's time now for the local and regional supper time news on KBEW, brought to you by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth and by Blue Earth Monument of Blue Earth in Albert Lea. Mayo Clinic Health System has decided not to reopen its clinic in Janesville. The clinic has been closed temporarily since mid-August of 2023 due to a staffing situation. Staff previously assigned to the Janesville Clinic have been working at Mayo Clinic Health System in Waseca. A statement from MCHS says that will now be permanent. The clinic says patients are being contacted and will receive support from Mayo Clinic Health System staff to transition their care. Waseca County Sheriff's Office says that fire that sparked early Sunday afternoon is now under control. Authorities were unable to specify a timetable for the end of an hours-long battle with the flames near Snake Trail in Waseca. Neither the extent of the damage caused by the fire nor potential injuries was reported by the sheriff's office when asked. Officials with Waseca County Sheriff's Office say a few homes were evacuated near Snake Trail in Waseca. The fire began as a small brush fire early Sunday afternoon. According to the sheriff's office, it has since spread to a peat grass bog in the area of 383rd Avenue. Residents are asked to avoid the areas as crews from multiple fire departments work to extinguish the flames. 33-year-old Matthew James Soler of Roll New Prague died in an early Sunday morning ATV crash on Lesueur County Road 121, about a quarter mile south of State Highway 19. Lesueur County Sheriff Brett Mason reported that an initial investigation indicates that Soler was traveling northbound on the roadway and lost control of the three-wheeled ATV, causing it to roll with the vehicle partially on top of him. Life-saving efforts were performed, but Soler was pronounced dead at the scene, according to the Lesueur County Sheriff's Office. Officials said it did not appear as if Soler was wearing a helmet. The accident remains under investigation. On Friday, the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office and Southeast Minnesota Violent Crime Enforcement Team conducted a search of a residence on the 600 block of Germain Street Southeast, Rochester, Minnesota. During the search, almost 400 M30 pills were found with other drug paraphernalia. The drugs are counterfeit and contain fentanyl. In the search, officials found a handgun that has been confirmed to be stolen from the Albert Lea area. A 33-year-old male from Rochester, Darnell Jones, was arrested and taken to the Adult Detention Center in Olmsted County. Officials said he is being charged with first-degree controlled substance sales and possession and certain persons not to possess a firearm. He is getting arraigned today. And two people are dead after a small plane crashed near a home in Afton Saturday morning. Just before 9:45 a.m., the Washington County Sheriff's Office received several 911 calls from neighbors near the 150,000 block of Afton Hills Boulevard South, reporting what sounded like a small explosion. Emergency crews arrived and located a small, fully engulfed aircraft that had crashed in the yard of a residence near the attached garage. Lower St. Croix Valley Fire Department extinguished the flames and located the bodies of an 85-year-old man from White Bear Lake and a 68-year-old man from Baytown Township. The families of the deceased have been notified. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. We'll have more news after this.
Hi, this is Mark. When the time comes to purchase a memorial from Blue Earth Monument, you can trust that you are working with the best in the industry. You will receive the best pricing. You will not have to pay commission to a salesperson. You will get 146 years of experience in designing a personalized memorial. You will have a large variety of memorials to choose from, or we can customize a memorial just for you. You can see how the memorial is made in our production area. Blue Earth Monument is easy to work with. Stop in or visit us online at blueearthmonument.com.
We have no funeral announcements at this time, and you have been listening to the local and regional Supper Time News on KBEW, brought to you by Blue Earth.